This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, football time. I have no idea what this is pertaining to, but hit the music. Show me. Oh, the sport that Rico ruined. All right, this should be exciting. Yes, we're under 100 days to college football.
Well, we're going to talk about the part of the sport when it was great. The top 25 teams since 2000.
Oh, geez.
So I'm going to give you a couple guesses, and then I'll go through the list here.
Hurricanes.
What Hurricanes?
Oh, what was it? The Clinton Portis Hurricanes. Was it 2001 or 2001? The overtime game. Well, no, they
have the 2000 Hurricanes on here.
Okay, yes, yes.
Yes. So, yes, you are right about that. They are. Well, they're high on the list. They're in the top 10. I don't know why I'm missing it here, but they're in the top 10.
Okay. David, do it your way. Rico just over here, just not even buzzing in,
number
just random guesses. Right,
25.
I thought, okay. You want to give the list or you want us to choose?
I'll give the list now. The 2000, I'll go through it, but the 2000 Miami is number 10. Okay. So let's give me number 25, the 2006 Florida. That was the very first Florida team to win a championship.
Is that Chris Leak, Tim Tebow? They'd bring him in for the jump passes?
Yes.
Half the team was in jail. Was that the one where Urban begged to get into the game, to the championship game, after the Michigan-Ohio State game? Was it that team?
I'm not sure if it's that team. Percy Harvin was a freshman on that team.
Wow. Look, that's when Florida was Florida.
Correct.
It's just, the problem with that team is you got to take away what you think about the off-the-field stuff.
Sure do.
Half of that team was on parole.
Mm-hmm. Number 24 would be the 2014 Ohio State team that went 14-1 with JT Barrett, Joey Bosa, and Michael Bennett.
We're not here to play school?
Yes, Cardale Jones. Yes.
12 gauge, as they called him.
Yes, he replaced him.
Do you remember the moment in time where if he came out, he was going to be a top 15 pick, but he stayed and, well, I think he got drafted by the Bills in like the fourth round and lasted 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Number 23, the 2016 Clemson Tigers at 14-1.
Is this the Hunter Renfrow team?
This was, no.
No, 23.
This was Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Christian Wilkins.
Was this the team that beat
Hunter
Alabama?
Yes.
Hunter Renfrow won the game on that little
sent
out in overtime.
Correct.
I mean, that's, again, is Dabo still hanging on to some of that? Yeah, but those teams, he was the only coach who went head up against Saban. and one of Saban's elite teams and actually beat him.
And who would have thought when the game was on the line, Hunter Renfro, I'm going to throw it to you. Was he a freshman at that time?
I think he was a freshman.
Yeah, I mean, that was ballsy.
They snapped that 26-game winning streak for Alabama. Number 22, the 2010 Auburn Tigers. Cam Newton's team.
I disagree with this one completely because it was Cam Newton and garbage. They relied on Cam Newton in a way that he did everything.
That's why, probably why at that 22. But, I mean, Cam Newton was a phenom at
He was.
Auburn.
But, I mean, dude, their running game was him. Their passing game was him. They didn't have anybody.
And they beat
a bad Oregon team with that phony Mark Herzlich or whatever his name is, coach.
I was going to say, it's probably like when Michael Vick was the quarterback at Virginia Tech.
The same thing. You wouldn't put him on this list either.
Well, they lost, but I get what you're saying.
Number 21 in front of that team would be the 04 Auburn Tigers. Went 13-0. Carnell Williams, Carlos Rogers, Marcus McNeil.
Cadillac.
Yeah. Number 20, the 2000 Oklahoma. They went 13-0.
Was that Josh Heupel or
yes.
Jason White?
Josh Heupel.
That was Josh. That was in shape, Josh Heupel.
Not the Tennessee coach.
Well, they're the same person. They're just distinctly not the same body type. But, yeah, look, people forget about Oklahoma because they've been such a joke. And even with Lincoln Riley, they didn't win the big games. They were dominant. And what Stoops did with them, you got to remember, Oklahoma was a lost soul. After Schnellenberger left town and they had a bum named John Blake there, OU was a homecoming game for a few years.
Well, here's the thing. They started ranked 19th this season. They beat three consecutive top 10 foes in October. And then beat number one Nebraska that
back
year.
When the Big 12 was a thing. It was real.
Adrian Peterson wasn't on that team.
No.
Okay. No, he was not.
Okay.
Roy Williams was, a future Pro Bowl safety.
The one who ended what famous running back's career in the NFL? Ended his career. Here's a hint. Plays for a team I hate.
Must play for the Eagles.
One I hate even more.
Cowboys?
Yes. He broke Emmitt Smith's shoulder. Didn't separate it. He broke it. He hit him with such force, and I know Emmitt was old and brittle. He broke his shoulder and ended his career.
Sent him off to Phoenix.
Sure it is. Never the same. Well, he was old, though. But number 19, the 2002 Ohio State Buckeyes went 14-0.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I
that
know.
That was the... The championship that came off the flag that was...
It was ridiculous.
As Miami was on the podium celebrating.
And it was Craig Krenzel. You shouldn't be allowed to win a title with Craig Krenzel.
I just remember the lateness of the flag. Miami threw their helmets in the air. They're jumping up and down, celebrating, putting on T-shirts.
Right in the corner.
Hey, guys, there's a flag over here. No, there's not. Actually, there is.
So let me get through this to get to the top 10. 18, the 2015 Alabama team went 14-1. Number 7.
Oh, the team that smoked MSU?
Yes.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Calvin Ridley.
The number 17, 08, Florida Gators at 13-1 with Tim Tebow, Brandon Spikes, and Percy Harvin again. Number 16, the 11, Alabama Crimson Tide went 12-1.
Trent Richardson.
That,
yeah, and again, I know the jokes can be made because his career was a bust. You couldn't tackle the kid in college.
No.
Those Bama teams were vintage. Even the year, like, Bama inexplicably lost a second game and they ended up in the Citrus Bowl against State. The talent those teams had, the Mark Ingram team, they just bullied you. They buried you.
Yeah, then the number 15 is their next year's team. 2012 Alabama went 14-1 because they lost to Texas A&M that year.
Was that Johnny Manziel?
Yes, it was.
The Manziel
yes,
year.
It was.
That was the white helmet game. This is back when college was great before you got your grubby paws on it.
Yeah, I used to watch it.
Number 14, the 2019 Ohio State Buckeyes. That was the J.K. Dobbins, Justin Fields, Chase Young team, Jeff Okuda.
But again, did they win it all?
They did not win it all because they lost to Clemson.
Exactly.
In the semifinal.
And wasn't it 35-0?
Yes.
And they fired their OC?
Yeah.
I can't put you this high on the list when you show your ass in the playoff that way. Come on.
Okay. The number 13 is the 05 USC Trojans. They went 12-1.
I was going to say,
lost to Texas.
The Reggie Bush
lateral. for no reason. Remember when Reggie Bush tried to lateral it in the open field? It flipped the whole game.
Vince Young.
Go pop in the highlights of Reggie Bush versus Fresno State early in that season.
But Vince Young's stock was never higher.
First day I had HD television was the Rose Bowl.
Really? You know what it was for me? It was Michigan-Ohio State.
Oh, the Crable game.
Yes.
The personal foul game.
That was, right. Yeah, let's not go there. Number 12, the 2013 Florida State Seminoles went 14-0 with Jameis Winston. They beat number 2 Auburn.
You know what? I'm just going to say this. It's a good thing for Auburn and Florida State that Michigan State got screwed against Notre Dame. Yep. We would have beaten that Florida State team.
I'd go to my grave saying that.
You couldn't move the ball on us.
Number 11 is the 2023 Michigan Wolverines went 15-0. Won the championship.
What year was this?
2023.
Cheaters, off the list.
Number 10.
No, you don't get to skip over it. You don't get to skip over it.
Yes, I do. I'm going over to the top 10.
Maybe I put them at 26 with an asterisk.
No, they're number 11.
Yep, blatant cheating. Why? They were good enough, they probably didn't have to do it, but you did.
Number 10, you got Miami, 2000 Miami. Number 9, the 09 Alabama Crimson Tide.
That's the team that murdered State in the Citrus Bowl.
Was that? I thought that was
Mark
11.
Ingram.
That was Mark Ingram. That's where he killed
him. He said 09.
Yeah, that was the.
I thought they lost to the 11.
Didn't they murder? Who was number 11 on State? The safety, Hyde.
Micah?
Yeah, he murdered him. Mark Ingram, I think put his head through that kid's chest. Double check on this, but I swear that was a Citrus Bowl. We got murdered.
Number 2016 Alabama Crimson Tide is number 8 at
14-1. How many effing Bama team?
I know.
Hey, by the way, is Georgia ever making an appearance on this list?
Number 7, the 2022 Georgia Bulldogs.
There we go.
15-0.
Jeez.
Number 6 is the 2018 Clemson Tigers went 15-0. Number 5, the 04 USC Trojans.
Carson Palmer's last year?
Matt Leinart.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I got him twisted up.
Man, they won that championship 55-19 against Oklahoma.
They were a machine.
Wow.
Yeah, Pete Carroll buying people's houses.
And yet again, number 4 on the list, 2020, Alabama, 13-0. Matt Jones, Najee Harris, Devontae Smith.
How did Najee Harris just not turn out to be good? Oh, wait, David. No. Your offensive line. That's how.
Yeah. That's exactly how.
You were right. It was the 09. Yeah.
Poor Micah Hyde. You know, he died on the field that day.
I think Micah went to.
Listen, whatever Hyde it was, he's like Jimmy Hoffa. He's buried underneath the Citrus Bowl.
Correct. Number 3, the 05 Texas team went 13-0.
Vince Young.
Number 2 is the 2019 LSU team that went 15-0 with Joe Burrow.
The single greatest passing offense I've ever witnessed. Mm-hmm. They put up 6,000 yards in the air.
Pretty good for like the four-string Ohio State quarterback.
It's the greatest aerial show ever that I've ever witnessed.
And number 1, the 01 Miami Hurricanes went 12-0 with Ken Dorsey.
And that was the famous Ed Reed Boston College halftime speech.
Yes. Yes, it was.
I put my heart in this bleep, you pieces of garbage. And they came out, rallied. Ed Reed had a pick six in the game. When college was great.
All-American list on here is amazing, by the way, for that team.
Oh.
It is so long.
Maybe that's what Georgia's trying to do. Bring the criminals back.
That is your college football blitz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything we've hit on. I thought it was a really fun first hour. Don't laugh. Horses are athletes. We proved it in a lighthearted way. And then we got into Maple Leafs losing seven straight game sevens and whether that's a life you could ever tolerate as a fan. I want to bring this up because Rico and I were just talking about it in the break, David. I'm sorry to hijack the show. I can't even believe this is like a story. And I feel like all this Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese stuff, it's just talking points. It's almost like what happened on the court is just an excuse to talk about other stuff. First of all, I don't care about any of this. The WNBA is terrible. It's terrible to watch, period. I'm conditioned to watch a game above the rim, not one below. I can't watch it. But you can't avoid it now because clearly the NBA is tired of losing money on it. And ESPN has the rights, so they're just driving this bus at you. So, okay, Caitlin Clark fouls Angel Reese. I didn't even think it's a flagrant foul. I don't. And I'm sorry. You know, this idea, too, is, look, I'm going to read you some quotes.
Okay.
But I'm not lowering the bar for what a flagrant foul is. Oh, well, it's women getting physical with each other. No, Molly Kierum, that's not what it's about. It's not a flagrant foul. It's not. It's a basketball play. No easy buckets. Angel Reese took a dive. Mm-hmm. And then she's a nutcase. She's delusional on surface to think she's anywhere close as good as Caitlin Clark. But B, she goes after Caitlin Clark, becomes this big thing, and then everybody's out here doing their talking points of racism and this and that. It's like, okay, you know what? First of all, who cares? But I want to read this to you. I want to read it to you. And I want you to tell me where you're at with this because I can't figure any of it out. First Take, which is a god-awful show, Stephen A. Smith says, quote, "It's not about black and white. It's about that white player and that black player," Smith said. "Why? Because of the history they had before they came to the league. If Angel Reese was never in Caitlin Clark's face, taunting her the way she did, mimicking what Clark was doing to opponents en route to the Final Four. And then LSU and Reese busted their you-know-what at that particular moment in time, and Reese was in her face chirping, "It would have never gotten to this point." He continued, "I have never deemed it to be a bad thing. I love confrontation. I love that kind of heat. But there are white folks in America that had a problem with Angel Reese coming at the chosen one, Caitlin Clark, and because of it, they've acted with a level of vitriol. How do we know it?" Smith said. "Because Angel Reese came back to college, and one of the things that reduced her to tears was the vitriol she was receiving from around the country because people were hating on her because of her elevated popularity and the fact she had gone at Caitlin Clark that way."
So I guess her coach hated her too because she got benched her final year at LSU.
Stop with facts, Rico.
Okay. I'm just saying.
It also couldn't be from the delusional, unchecked way that Angel Reese is her own worst enemy either.
It's like she wants to make the rivalry between her and Caitlin, I guess, like the bird magic thing, but it's not. Like, okay, she won that game, but so far, Caitlin is winning everything else. Like, Caitlin is out there getting it done, and Angel Reese is kind of putting up some fake calories. Like, she's getting the stats, but, you know, she'll miss the layup, get the rebound, miss it again. So she's padding her stats in games. I don't understand. She looks like she's jealous of everything that Caitlin Clark has.
It's not looks like, it is.
And she's like, "Well, what about me?" And it's like,
You're not as good as her. There. That's what about you.
You gotta kind of earn that. It's not going to be handed to you. Look, they had an opportunity to really make this. Mike, yes, I'm old. I saw Bird and Magic when they came in, and it revolutionized everything.
Because they were trading championships.
Right, but I remember people were like, "Well, who is this white boy and doing all of this stuff?" And Larry Bird was, I was like, "Hey, you better get on this Bird train because he's good. Forget about the color. This boy is bad."
These two players aren't close to each other.
And that's just it. They're not. They had the one game where LSU won, but
how does Stephen A. say, "Well, it's white folks that are upset, and that's why, you know, oh, look, they treated Angel Reese badly." They treated Angel Reese badly, probably. Human beings did, because Angel Reese is a goofball.
Well, because
Angel Reese has no perspective. She has no limiter. She talks a bunch of mess, and it's like she wants to be a wrestling heel but doesn't want any of the smoke that comes with that.
Yeah, she wants to be loved. And I think the reason for that is something that you hate and something that I don't use as much. It's the social media aspect of it. The people who have no idea what basketball is, and there are some who are just looking back, "Oh, well, you're black and she's white." So, look, this country is divided on so many things that this has become a divisive thing where, yeah, you're going after this person. Why? You've never watched a game. Well, she's black, she's white, so let me be angry. Okay, you just wanted to be angry.
Well, the other problem I have with it, like, and again, I watched when Iowa played in the finals, they were in Albany. It was the college tournament. I go, "All right, I'll watch LSU and Iowa." I watched it. I 15 minutes, and I'm like, I can't do this anymore. The point is, you can't escape this. It's being jammed down your throat. So my whole point is, look.
But these two just... I'm sorry, not to cut you. It's the fact that I think the flagrant foul came because there's history there, and I think the referees were just like, "You know what, guys? No."
But it's just not a flagrant foul.
It wasn't. But I think it was just one of those, we're not going to do this, because it's not just Angel Reese. I think a lot of the WNBA does not like Caitlin Clark, because Caitlin Clark has been the shot in the arm. Because
she's making more money than
a lot
of
the players thought that they were going to be, but now she's selling out arenas, and other players who have been in the league have not.
Too bad. So, it's called LeBron James. I mean, that's what she represents to the sport. Yeah. I don't know. I don't care. When's the season over?
You just started.
Yeah, it just started this weekend. This is just the beginning of this.
Just started.
Like, I'm trying to hear about the Celtics offseason, and I'm going through 11 minutes of WNBA highlights, and it's like, I'll check back.
Well, because they're trying to make the media, they're trying to make a controversy out of something that's not a controversy. This was just sport. This was just a basketball play. She doesn't want her to make the basket, and she's a hard foul. It is what it is. And the reason why the flagrant comes in is because the way Angel Reese responds to it.
Oh, she
all
was,
you have
she
to do is get back
player.
Up and play basketball, go to the free throw line.
She looked like a soccer player. She looked like there was a sniper out there.
Right. There, I mean, there was a green dot in the forehead, and she just fell. Like, wow.
And there's a reason why, yeah, I'm going to say it like this. There's a reason why they didn't allow her to speak last year as a rookie, because she doesn't know how to talk. She doesn't. Ooh. And what I mean by that is, Angel Reese. Okay. They asked her a question this year during media day about the whole eyes on the WNBA now. And she goes, it isn't just about Caitlin Clark. It's about me. I wanted people to know this. Like, you know what? Maybe they shouldn't have you speak to the media.
Well, she's
this
a
year
liability.
Again.
It's no different than Antonio Brown on your team. You can't have certain players on your team talking to media, because every time they do, it's going to create a firestorm for everybody in that organization. That's part of the reason people don't like Angel Reese. I don't know. I had to ask you because it's everywhere today. It's like one of the, how this is one of the big stories in sports, I got no idea.
I went back and saw it and was like, oh, okay, wow. But yeah, we talked about last week, the rivalry stuff. They're trying to make this a rivalry. It's really not. Like, Angel Reese has to do something in the WNBA to make this a rivalry game, because right now it's hammer versus the nail. And Caitlin's the hammer.
Let's get to Christine, and then we'll move along. I want to make sure we get to her. She's been patient on hold. Christine, how are you? Or Christine decided she's had enough. Okay, then. David, ticket text, and we'll move along.
Reese literally pushed Clark's teammate before the foul. Everyone made it deeper than it is. It was having her teammates back. Nothing more. Angel Reese won a natty. What has Caitlin won? Caitlin is a better player, but facts are facts. This is media-driven.
Okay, but my point is, I see through what the media is driving. This is a league that is wholly subsidized by the NBA, has never, is not now, and will never turn a profit. This is a rights deal that is being pushed on us as a sports culture. I'm sorry, it ain't for me.
Right. And I look at it as, yeah, if I were her Angel's agent, or, hey, focus on you.
You would have been fired.
Not on her. Just be the best person and quit playing, you know, Jam Brady.
People who have accountability in their world don't act the way Angel Reese does.
Right.
So you would have been fired as her agent because you're not a yes man.
I'm just saying, they quit being Jam Brady. Okay. It's not about Caitlin. You go out there, you do something, and guess what? People will talk about you.
I didn't have a Brady Bunch reference on the bingo board today. That's pretty good stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, a couple of minutes, we'll get back into the business of the day, which is kind of a fan perspective thing. Maple Leafs lose game 7 for the 7th straight time. I just said, as a fan, I'd rather just not get there than to deal with that. We're going to get back into it. But Rico and David both have said this, that this is a big thing. You needed the Costco report.
A lot of people want to know, what was your Costco experience?
I went yesterday. It's one of the great moments of my life. I don't know how I lived without this place. Rico, I spent 45 minutes in the meat and fish area alone. I couldn't stop. I don't know how I lived without it. This is a revelation.
I feel proud, Mike, because you...
I do have a knock, though. Rico, I got a knock.
Okay.
Where are the grocery bags at this joint? I'm scanning out, and I'm going, wait a second. Where are the bags?
It's your cart.
There's no bags.
It's your cart.
Unacceptable
it
now.
You wheel it out to the cart.
Yeah, have boxes you can put your
you
stuff in.
Yeah, you grab the boxes.
I didn't know about this.
Or just put it in your basket and take it to
the
cart.
I wheeled everything out, and I go, well, it's all going in the trunk.
Yeah, that's fine.
And we'll figure it out.
You know what, David? I would have said that, but he was so busy. I don't want to hear about this anymore. You own stock in the company. Yes, you grab the boxes. And you use those to transport the stuff, to put it in your car, and to take it in the house.
But let me give you the real breaking news. David, hopefully you're sitting down for this. I bought a vacuum sealer.
Oh, he did it. He did it. Oh.
You know what?
And guess what? Rico was right. It's brilliant. I didn't realize I was walking out with a pallet of salmon yesterday, but guess what? Packets. Done.
That's amazing.
Done. See? And you mocked me.
You were right. You right me wrong. There's your update. Greatest thing ever.
You know
might want to go back today.
Mike, I'm going to bring in 10 vacuum sealer bags.
I don't need it because I ordered the bags already. I'd say Maple Leaf fans might want to vacuum seal their heads after last night.
Oh, boy. See, I told you, it's amazing. Don't have to go in there and just buy, you know,
but
a
here's
thousand
my,
pickles.
My issues walking around. Boy, oh, boy. You see people buying some pretty ridiculous stuff in there. I mean, some insane things.
You do.
Like, do you need a coffin filled with cheese puffs? What are we doing here?
See, I always assume that maybe yes. Some of these people are running a small, you know, like a convenience store or, you know, David, maybe they're
or you
like
have three growing
school.
Boys and you need all of that for three growing boys. Maybe that.
I don't know. Look, I'm just telling you, for the meat and fish area alone, the membership is worth it. For me.
Yes.
It's tremendous.
Yeah.
Vacuum sealer, you were right. And yeah.
Yeah, you go find probably your energy drink that you like.
I did. Bought a case of that too.
This is amazing.
Where do you, hey, buddy, newsflash, where do you think this came from? The little Lucky Charms guy didn't give it to me. No, it's the greatest thing ever. It's changed my life forever. An elite retail operation.
Were they talking to you, or were you able just to get in and get out?
He was in the meat section for 30
minutes.
We got
out to a bad start. No, we got out to a bad start. The people at the membership area were very nice, but it was just a little too much.
Oh.
Because then it was
like. They recognize you.
I'm like, yeah, I'm a normal person just here to buy some steak things. But other than that.
How many autographs you signed?
Zero. But I just, listen, I was focused on the task at hand.
You take selfies?
It was overwhelming.
Did you take a selfie?
No. No.
Because I was about to say.
No.
David.
No.
You ever want to see something funny? Never mind.
You can just say it straight up. The other day, a guy was getting a tour of the station. He wanted a selfie. I go, no, thanks.
I was like,
I'll stand and talk sports with you for 10 minutes, but
hey,
I'm not going to.
Hey, can I get his? No.
No.
I mean, but he was so matter of. No. I'm thinking he's joking. Like, okay,
I just said no.
I'm thinking we're going to take a photo, and then I stopped and was like,
wait a second.
Oh, shoot,
this is what serious. I can't stand about this. Why all of a sudden that makes you, but no. I do not want a picture with a stranger who's then going to take that and decide, zippity-doo-dah, I'm sharing it with a billion people. I'm just here to buy some ribs. No. No. What am I, Harambe the chimp?
Harambe.
No.
That's a great reference.
No.
Forgot about Harambe.
Okay. So
I don't think athletes should have to take them. I don't think musicians or actors or actresses. Anybody should have to take them.
So if you had Brady Bunch and Harambe on your bingo card.
You win.
Bingo. Harambe. I'm just asking, did you take?
No.
But then I realized Mike doesn't take pictures with anybody.
But the deals.
Oh, yeah.
Tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
Tremendous. I'm walked
so
out
happy
like a caveman.
I am so happy for you.
And Mike, I'm even prouder. You got the vacuum sealer.
I did.
It's a game changer. Because after you buy all of that,
it's not going to
go into a regular plastic bag.
I'm aware. I had the crisis of conscience halfway through my shopping spree because I knew I got nowhere to put this.
How angry were you when you bought it?
Why do you think I didn't call you yesterday? I didn't feel like dealing with this on the Sabbath. So I waited till today. David the Ticket Text, he was right. Phenomenal. I am officially Costco man.
Yeah, someone's saying you have to don't shop on the weekends. It is much less crowded during the weekday.
I understand, but I wanted the full experience.
Oh, you got it,
I decided we're going right to the deep end. We're going on a Sunday.
So, yes, anything after, Saturday's worse.
I would never go on a Saturday.
Saturday is horrible.
But anything after that, you go in the morning or right before they close, in and out.
Someone text in. Get a vacuum sealer, and they have free dryers. LOL, just as I was typing, you say you got the vacuum sealer. That's amazing.
I tell you one thing, and I mean this as a compliment. These people are robots. I don't know what kind of training program that joint's got. They operate like military efficiency. Because I started to get in the self-checkout line. I'm going, wow, I'm effed. How long am I going to be here? Boop, bop, beep, bop, boop. It was like 6 minutes.
Yeah.
There were 70 people in front of me.
Right. Even though the line looks super long.
It looked like when they have a hurricane in Florida and everyone's lined up to get gas. That was me in the self-checkout.
Yep. Just be patient because, it's not going to be as long as you think.
No. Fabulous. Elite operation. 5 stars. Will shop
now
again.
If you really
No.
Sam's.
No. Scan I'm not doing go. More of this.
Scan and go.
Scan. I can't.
There is no line to stand in.
Dude, you can't leave me unsupervised in that place. I'll buy too much stuff.
He bought too much stuff, had to get the vacuum sealer because of it.
David, they had such good deals.
I love it.
David, I'm waiting for the Kirkland quarter zip.
Well, that's what someone asked. It says, you got the vacuum sealer, Mike. Did you get the Kirkland shirt?
I did not.
Oh, do they make a Kirtland quarter zip?
I don't know.
You got to look that up and get that for
I'm about to look it up right now.
I don't know. Maybe they throw one in if I buy another bag of shrimp like I did. Mother
this
of
is
God.
Great.
That place. But, Rico, I took my time. I did some investigations. You really got to look around in that place.
Mm-hmm. And after a while, you'll learn where everything is and
what an amazing moment. But there's your report. I know you wanted it. David, the ticket text, and then we're going to get back to the fan question.
No quarter zips.
Costco for life. Their meat is top shelf, and they will custom cut it if asked. That salmon with the red spice on it is the best salmon on the planet.
Yeah, I was about to say,
Julius.
If you go like in the morning when it's not busy, they'll just slice it up for you.
I put so many things back. I'm not John Jansen. I don't have a bait and tackle shop like he does at home. I don't have a freezer you can put eight bodies in. So it's like, I take it easy here.
Well, here's this one from Jason. I went there for a couple slabs of ribs and came out with a weed whacker, a blender, and three autonomy.
It's overwhelming.
And forgot the ribs, he says.
It's overwhelming.
Mistakes were made.
That's amazing. Oh, deals are greater than selfies.
I'm making a point. You shouldn't be vilified if you don't want to take any damn pictures. Jesus.
And then last one here, rest in peace, Harambe.
I was just making a point. That guy didn't get a choice about the pictures. Lower on the food chain.
I'm glad you enjoyed the
it's amazing.
Experience.
I got to be careful, though. I'm telling you.
I mean, I didn't know you were up in there playing, you know, having the final four. Okay, I can only – four items.
It wasn't that. It was just overwhelming because there's so much good stuff. And you pick up one thing you didn't intend on, and then you still got to get the stuff you wanted. I didn't even end up buying any briskets. I just said, wait, I'll come back, because I found so many other deals.
Here's the beauty of it.
Place is a problem, David.
It's not going anywhere.
Oh, I know.
So you were the texter. Went for ribs, didn't get what he wanted.
No, I walked out with just multitudes of protein.
Pace yourself. That's all I had to say.
It'll be phenomenal.
It'll be.
Okay, that's it. We're also, I will tell you, too many of the sample people, get them out of the aisle. There's too many people there, too high traffic. Get the sample people off the end cap.
That's how they get you.
Nah. You got to get them out of there. No. They're liabilities.
No, because what they do is when you're in that long cheese line to get out of there, they set up the little sample racks.
Oh, no, but the problem is they have these people reading off cue cards. This poor old lady was reading all this stuff about some kind of nonsense vegan protein shake. I heard her sales pitch seven times. I'm like, you got to get her out of here. Because people have no spatial awareness, and those carts are like tanks. Those are like double wides, which Kenny knows all about.
he took a stray and not even here.
Yes.
Well, damn it. Right, because there's no little basket. You can't go. No, they want you to buy in excess.
I'm aware.
And you did.
I'm keenly aware. My freezer will agree with you. So many deals. All right, that's it. That's the report. You got me. You were right about the vacuum sealer. We're talking about the hell that is being a Maple Leaf fan. And if you, as a Detroit fan, would you live that life or just rather have your team be garbage? We'll get into it next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready?
Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.